This year, the Major League Baseball Championship Series have served up a Cinderella story worthy of the history books. Shut out in the first game of the series, the underdogs pushed back, gutted out some tough games, and leaned heavily on an aging ace to stifle the favorites' big bats. A team that was written off managed to rewrite history and stands ready to topple the favored Goliath. We're speaking, of course, of the epic and unlikely campaign being waged by the Houston Astros. Tonight, the Houston Astros and St. Louis Cardinals are playing Game 6 of the National League Championship Series. Houston Chronicle sports columnist Richard Justice joins us live from the baseball game in St. Louis. Richard, thanks for taking out time from the action to talk to us.
Thank you, Michelle.
Now, the Cardinals actually started the season as the supposed underdogs. Are the Astros now in the underdog role?
Well, they've been sort of an underdog since about August 15th when they had six teams to pass in the National League wildcard race and were four games under 500. What they did was they put together the best closing finish in 53 years and passed a lot of teams. The Chicago Cubs had a bad last week, and here we are. You know, this team's been in business for 43 years and had never gotten out of the first round of the playoffs before. They've done that, and now they're playing for their first berth in the World Series.
Now, you mentioned the 43 years. Do I have this right? Houston's had big league baseball longer than any city without hosting a World Series, much less winning one. All that in 43 years.
You can't get that from the Convention and Bureau Visitors Bureau from Houston, but that would be true, yes.
What would a win mean for the city?
A win has, you know what, they've already done just to make the playoffs. They made the playoffs. They qualified for the playoffs on the final day of the regular season. They went to five games in a best-of-five series with Atlanta, and now underdogs in the first round. They've won three straight at home and are one win away from the World Series. The city is probably more excited about a sports team than it's ever been before, and its NBA team won two championships. It's really an amazing thing to see. I get emails every day from all over the world from people who say, you know, I grew up in Houston, and I'm following. I got emails today from Rio de Janeiro and Athens, and people are into it.
There's an interesting little wrinkle here. No matter who wins in that other contest in the American League,
yes,
there'll be a dose of bitter irony if Houston pulls this off. Either the Yankees or the Red Sox would then face Roger Clemens. Imagine that.
Yeah, imagine that. I think it would be bigger for him to go back to Yankee Stadium. He has pretty much exercised all his demons going back to Boston as a member of the Toronto Blue Jays and the New York Yankees. So I think going back as an ex-Yankee would be a little more stress in his life.
Who's at the mound tonight?
For the Astros?
For the Astros.
They have a journeyman named Pete Monroe. He's a 10 years in professional baseball, most of those in the minor leagues. He's one of those guys, a Bull Durham type story. Baseball seems to be full of guys like that the game tells them to leave, but they refuse to leave because they like it, and they spend a lot of time in two-bit minor league towns hoping someone will have faith in them or they'll figure out something that helps them make it.
So I guess the manager, Phil Garner, decided that perhaps 3 days rest wasn't enough for Clemens.
Well, Roger Clemens and Roy Oswalt, the two aces of the staff, and they've pretty much ridden a two-man rotation down the stretch here. They're just about exhausted. Roger's 42 years old, and he needs, as in New York, he got extra days whenever. And it just you're pushing the envelope, and you start to the point of diminishing returns when you try that again. They've tried it once; it hasn't worked very well. So, if there's a game seven, he'll go tomorrow on his regular rest.
Just quickly, there's been some fantastic play in this series.
Yes.
Do you feel a little bit overshadowed by that legendary rival on the East Coast?
Somebody say yes. I mean, that's true, but that's okay. The baseball will tell you, and TV executives will tell you, the Yankees drive the engine of this sport, and that's okay. They elevate the status of the sport for everybody, and yet you go into that knowing it. I think the players are so locked into what they're doing that they're not even really aware of it.
Thanks, Richard.
Thank you, Michelle.
Richard Justice is a sports columnist for the Houston Chronicle. He joined us live from the game.